In 2000, there was exactly one certified provider of what are called green burials in North America. That's a burial with minimal environmental impact. According to the Green Burial Council, there are now close to 350 in North America today. But most of the providers certified by the council are located east of the Mississippi River, and the closest to Northwest Arkansas or the Arkansas River Valley is in St. Louis. A local group wants to establish a green burial and green cemetery option for this region. November 1st, the Natural State Burial Association will host an informational and fundraising event at Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville. Yes, November 1st celebrated as a Day of the Dead in many cultures. A bit more about that in a moment. Yesterday, two members of the Natural State Burial Association came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk about the group and about the nature of natural burial. Heather Kelso is studying funeral science at Northwest Arkansas Community College, and Greta P. Allendorf says she became interested in the topic recently.
Well, I got into death care when I took care of my mother-in-law. She was dying, and she wanted natural burial. She didn't want to be embalmed. She wanted a home funeral. And I didn't think I could do it, and then I did it, and it was amazing. And I wanted other people to have the option and know how much more rewarding it can be.
Greta then became much more interested in being able to provide death care.
You assist the dying and their family throughout the whole pan-death process. So it could be acceptance of dying, getting your affairs in order, paperwork, or just sitting with the person and their family and helping them carry the burden of death. Yeah.
What is a natural burial?
It's just a more environmentally sound burial. So you can't be embalmed. You can't put anything in the ground that's not biodegradable. So no concrete vault. No. No pest management. Your headstone has to be natural stone or some kind of native material, or some places don't allow anything at all. But, yeah.
And I feel like natural burial is allowing the body to decompose naturally. And, you know, there's no embalming to keep it from decomposing like it's supposed to. So you recycle back into the earth like animals do.
So with a natural or green burial, nothing can go in that is not biodegradable. Mm-hmm. What does that include then that they can be placed into the ground?
Well, your body can be wrapped in a shroud or a simple pine box, anything that's biodegradable, natural fibers.
Some places allow cardboard boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a green or natural cemetery in Arkansas?
There's different levels of green cemetery. There are hybrid cemeteries, which are conventional cemeteries with green sections. And then there's natural cemeteries, which are what we talked about, nothing that's not biodegradable. And then there's conservation cemeteries, which have to have a conservation easement for perpetual care. Arkansas has one hybrid cemetery in Van Buren. And then the closest natural cemetery is St. Louis. But there's a problem of, in Arkansas, it's against the law to transport an unembalmed body across state lines.
And thus, if your body's been embalmed, then you cannot be interred in a green cemetery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see. So,
when you talk to someone who's not part of the organization, when you're having a conversation with a friend or a coworker about this, do they know much about natural cemeteries and are they intrigued?
Usually people don't know anything. And I was surprised how many people don't realize that it's not illegal to not be embalmed.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks it's required, and it's definitely not. I mean, we weren't even embalming people at all until Abraham Lincoln. And it's just, it's unnecessary in almost all cases. And I'm surprised how many people don't know that.
If someone is in Arkansas now and would like to be buried as naturally or as green as possible, knowing there isn't such a relocation. What can be done? What can a family do to abide by that person's wishes?
Well, you can call Washington County and go through the process to establish a family cemetery on your land, if you have land. And it's not too complicated. You can do that. And also, you could be buried in a cemetery that doesn't require you to have a vault, because there aren't any cemeteries that require you to be embalmed. That's against the law for them to require that. And they can't have a say on what kind of casket or if you're even buried in a casket. But they can have rules about whether or not you have to have a vault.
And let's talk here, because when I hear vault, I think of something above ground, like a crypt. But you're talking a vault is what kind of lines the hole that the casket, the grave, that the casket is lowered into.
Yeah. It keeps the ground from caving in after decomposition and the breaking down of the casket. Yeah, I have some statistics on how many tons of concrete and steel we put into the ground just in the U.S. every year. And 1.6 million tons of concrete, 90,000 tons in steel, 30 million feet of hardwood, and then 800,000 gallons of embalming fluid.
Is it possible for a person to put in a will or a state, you know, like you do, you have do not resuscitate statements and things like that? Can you specify?
Yes.
There's an amazing form you can get online. It's called Five Wishes, and it's totally legal in Arkansas. This would be all that you would need for that. And it just basically says how you want to die and what you want to happen with your body after you die, what you want to happen at your funeral, all of those things, who's your proxy. So it's a great resource, and it's not very expensive to order a copy of it and then fill it out yourself.
And you can also do advanced directives. I don't know if you have to do that through a lawyer, but it's pretty much like a living will and just saying what, you know, with life support and burial options and stuff like that. So that's really important. No matter what age you are, I feel like it's important to have one of those just in case.
What has to happen to be able to have a natural green cemetery in Northwest Arkansas or in the state somewhere?
Well, we need to first acquire a plot of land.
Yes.
We've had land donated and then found out it was in a flood plain.
So that would be out?
Yeah, so that's out. So you need to get the land and then have it surveyed, map out what your cemetery would look like, have test holes dug, make sure all of the soil and the drainage is conducive. And those are the first steps to get started.
You know, November 1st, the day after Halloween.
We're doing a Day of the Dead.
Yes. Yeah, you can come in costume and
paint your face like a sugar skull. It's fun.
What I hear here is you're embracing, I mean, so many people. Death is feared and not talked about and talked about in hushed tones.
I feel like talking about it makes it less scary. I mean, I think it's really important for us all to talk about it. We can't prevent it.
No one has yet.
There's no reason to not just face it and get prepared, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I've had so many people when they find out that, especially at school, when they ask what I'm majoring in and I say funeral science, they'll kind of like do a double take and why? I say it's nothing to be scared of. It's going to happen. So you kind of just have to accept it. And I feel like since I've accepted it, I haven't even really thought about it as myself. I don't fear it.
Yeah, like, I feel like the more you talk about it and plan for it, it's almost like the more alive you feel.
Yeah, you embrace that you only have this certain amount of time and you better make it count. And that's why I feel like, especially with the natural cemetery, you know, we're passionate about it. And I kind of feel like it's making my life a little better, you know, trying to help people and make Arkansas a little better, too.
Heather Kelso and Greta P. Allendorf are members of the Natural State Burial Association. That association is hosting an informational event November 1st at Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville. That's a Sunday. There will also be live music, free food, and a silent auction at the event. And you can learn much more about the event and the association at the Facebook page for Natural State Burial Association. This is Ozarks at Large. Thank you.